we're doing Or HaShanim, and we had discussed the person's leaving his home and entering the shul, and that when one stands at the entrance to shul, one is supposed to recognize that he's entering the domain of the king. We're entering God's domain, the synagogue. And prior to entering for prayer, we are to wash our hands and remember that we're performing a rabbinic institution, that we should, before each prayer, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv, wash our hands from a vessel. And anytime we perform a rabbinic commandment, a rabbinic mitzvah, we are really in performance of two biblical mitzvot: a positive commandment to listen to the rabbis, and a prohibition from going against what they said. And when one is entering shul, one can say to God, I'm entering with the merits of my forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm coming to pray before you, and their merits, may my prayer come before you with compassion. And then when we enter, we say, in the home of God, we walk with excitement, Bevet Elokim Nalech Beragesh. One has to recognize that he's walking into God's presence and feel the awe. And then we say, V'ani Borov Chastra V'Ovetecha, Ishtachve Lechal Kodshecha V'Yiratecha. With your kindness, I come to your home. I bow before your holy hechal, and I'm entering this small representation of our temple, which is what the shuls are. And I want to be in fulfillment of the commandment that we are supposed to be in awe and fear of God's temple. When one enters, he bows towards the hechal and he says, "Ma tovu alecha Yaakov, Hashem avtimon betecha, manitvit ircha Hashem." How great are God's tents, Hashem, I love the place where you dwell, and my prayer may it come at a time of goodwill, and I bow before Hashem and accept upon myself the biblical commandment not to bow before any other gods. And we said that this includes the other four acts of service that are prohibited to be done before any idol, before any other god. And that was to libate, to pour wine before God, before an idol, to burn and to bring a sacrifice. Before we begin praying, one should think that his prayer is as a part of the Jewish people. Notice that our prayer is always said in plural. Every blessing, Shmona Esrei, aside from Elokai Netzol Shonim Meira, is said in plural. And one should think that he is combining with the Jewish people and he feels their sorrow. And one should accept upon himself the biblical commandment to love every person, as the Torah says, "Va'avtal re'acha kamocha." One should accept upon himself, this is all as an introduction to prayer, the biblical commandment to love a ger, as the Torah says, "Va'avtem et ager." And part of loving other people is not to be proud. That our sages taught us that if one is proud, he automatically is forgetting his creator. So this is its own biblical commandment not to be proud. We have biblical commandment not to hate our brethren. And part of that is not to be jealous. It says don't hate your brother. And we're not allowed to murder someone. So that's one of the Ten Commandments. These are all things that a person can think. We said that the goal of this book is to teach us where the Taryag Mitzvahs can apply within our lives. So he's telling us, when we're entering prayer, so part of entering prayer is that we're entering a system of the Jewish people. I'm coming before my Creator as a representative, as part of a whole of the Jewish people. And in connecting with the Jewish people, so I'm going to recount to myself, what are the mitzvahs that apply to the rest of the Jewish people? How do I connect to the Jewish people? I'm commanded to love them, not to hate them, not to be jealous of them, not to be proud, to love the ger, not to say Lashon Hara, not to speak badly about other people, not to take revenge, not to bear a grudge, not to get angry at things, not to curse a Jew. These are all biblical commandments. Everything we've enumerated now is part, each one is one of the Targum Mitzvahs. Not to curse a deaf person, not even if one is representing the courts and hitting someone, not to add on it. There's a special biblical commandment not to hit someone beyond what the courts subscribe, not even once. And that certainly from there we derive that it is prohibited to hit one's friend, not to cause someone to stumble. And this is what the Torah says, not to place a stumbling block before a blind person. So this doesn't only mean a stumbling block, it also means any bad advice. And we are prohibited from having anything that can cause other people to be wounded. Meaning a person isn't allowed to leave in his home a dog that bites, unless he has a proper muzzle. He's not allowed to have his roof, where people frequent, people go on the roof, and there isn't a gate surrounding it, so people shouldn't fall off the roof. So this is the biblical prohibition, that we're not allowed to put a source of bloodshed within our home, and we're not allowed to kidnap, we're not allowed to steal from our fellow men. So as we enter shul, the thoughts in preparation of the prayer, what we just saw today, were the mitzvot that show our social obligations, our connection to the rest of the Jewish people. Any questions? Okay, so we covered maybe 10 biblical mitzvot now. The mitzvah to love a ger, to not to hate, not to hit, not to be proud, not to murder, one of the Ten Commandments, not to speak badly about people, lashon hara, not to take revenge, not to bear a grudge, not to get angry at someone, not to curse, not to place a stumbling block, we said not to hit, and not to have a source of bloodshed within our home. So we covered 14 mitzvot. When we enter shul, we can think of these 14 mitzvot as part of our preparation for prayer, that this is that we're connecting with the Jewish people. Yeah.
Enter shul, so you're supposed to wash your hands.
Right.
Two questions. One is how we have to wash the hands.